He's the physical manifestation of the rock star we all dreamed we'd grow up to be. He's sold tens of millions of albums. He's one of the wealthiest drummers on the planet, while a large number of people might not even know he was a drummer. In his previous life, he provided the thundering backbeat for one of the biggest, most influential bands in rock history. And then, just as quickly as it was taking off, it was all over.
Hey, Kurt Cobain, the leader of one of rock's most gifted and promising bands, Nirvana, is dead.
And this drummer was forced to make a choice: walk away from the music or reinvent.
After Kurt died, I didn't know what I was going to do. I spent a lot of time doing nothing. No radio, no TV, nothing. I just couldn't stand the sound of music. I was scared of music. I remember being in Ireland, driving around the country, away from everything. Just rocks and moss and sheep, and being totally disconnected from the rest of the world. And I drove past this kid who was hitchhiking, and he had a f***ing Kurt Cobain shirt on. I saw that and I thought, I gotta do something quick. And then I realized that music was the one thing that was going to help me out of that place. So I started writing again. Starting from scratch.
I'm Garner Andrews, and for the next hour, we celebrate 20 years of Foo Fighters and the reinvention of Dave Grohl on The Essentials. It was 20 years ago right now that we got our first taste of this new thing that the drummer from Nirvana had been quietly plugging away on in the time after Kurt Cobain's death. I remember exactly where I was sitting and what I was eating the first time I popped the debut Foo Fighters CD into my home stereo. Instant soup and a dry sesame seed bagel. A completely unremarkable meal. But sometimes you remember the insignificant details when you're in the middle of something significant. Something like listening to an album that totally exceeded your expectations. It was the instant soup that was somehow etched into my memory because of that remarkable CD I chose to listen to at lunch that day. The opening track starts with a crackle, an electric guitar being jacked into a live amplifier. I took my seat at the kitchen table and within seconds appreciated the rawness and unpolished sound and immediately started thinking way too hard about the significance of including the sound of an electric guitar being plugged in to open a record. Did it signify a man stepping out from behind the drum kit and plugging his guitar in for the first time for all the world to hear? Was it to say, yeah, like my old band, this might be kind of raw too? Or was it simply just a cool way for a punk rock kid to start a record? Whatever the reason, this is how it all started. The opening track from the now 20-year-old debut self-titled Foo Fighters album, This Is a Call, on the reinvention of Dave Grohl on The Essentials.
Visiting is pretty, visiting is good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a brother. This could be a secret. We can keep it good. But all they ever wanted had a problem.
While he was still drumming with Nirvana, Dave Grohl would come home between tours and hunker down with his then roommate, a guy named Barrett Jones, who was also a recording engineer, and they'd record demos of the songs that Dave had written while he was on the road. I love this story of the first time Dave ever played one of his songs for Kurt Cobain.
I remember Alone on Easy Target, that was the, like, Kurt heard that and kissed me on the face. As he was in a bath. He was so excited. He was like, I hear you recorded some stuff with Barrett. I'm like, yeah. He's like, let me hear it. And I was too afraid to be in the same room as he listened to it.
This is that song from the now 20-year-old debut Foo Fighters album. This is Alone and Easy Target on the reinvention of Dave Grohl on The Essentials. Like a lot of people, when I first heard that the drummer from Nirvana was now the front man for a new band, I may or may not have been a little skeptical. I mean, it's hard to tell who has fewer solo career options after the band breaks up, drummers or bass players. Sure, there are some exceptions of drummers that have gone on to big-time solo careers. There's Ringo, Don Henley, Phil Collins, Ringo. But they are the exception to the rule. Dave Grohl wasn't like other drummers, though. As a matter of fact, in the beginning, he wasn't a drummer at all. He was a teenager from just outside Washington, D.C., that raced home after school and wrote and recorded songs on an acoustic guitar in his bedroom in one of the purest lo-fi DIY ways imaginable, with two cassette recorders. Dave explains the crude but very effective way he discovered multi-track recording.
When I was a kid, like 11 or 12 years old, I was recording songs by myself. I'd get two tape decks, I'd record guitar on one cassette, hit play so that guitar's sound's coming out, and I would sing along to it as I hit record on this other cassette. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of songs I never wanted anyone to hear because I was mortified. They just weren't any good. I was practicing. I was woodshedding. I was writing just to exercise that muscle. It was just fun.
You're listening to The Essentials. It's Foo Fighters and the acoustic version of Times Like These on the reinvention of Dave Grohl.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road that drives away, follows you back home. I'm a streetlight shining. I'm a white light blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again. I'm a new day rising. I'm a brand new sky to hang the stars upon tonight. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away? Leave it all behind. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again. Oh, It's times like these, give and give again. It's times like these, you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again.
Celebrating 20 years of Foo Fighters, you're listening to the reinvention of Dave Grohl on The Essentials. I'm Garner Andrews. Coming up on the show, reasons why you should be Dave Grohl's biggest fan and the significance of this guitar riff. In the meantime, the song that won Dave the 2008 Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Performance, this is The Pretender.
That you have to face.